Welcome to this case study on toxic waste dumping in Ivory Coast. My name is Thomas McManus and I am a postdoctoral research fellow at the International State Crime Initiative based at King's College London. In 2006, Trafigura created toxic waste at sea and had it dumped in Ivory Coast in order to avoid the high cost of waste treatment in Europe. According to official reports, at least 16 people died and tens of thousands were injured as a result of this dumping. The company continues to deny responsibility for the deaths and injuries, arguing that they didn't dump the waste and the waste was not toxic. The case study looks first at how the waste came to be dumped in Abidjan, tracing it back to a cheap oil product extracted in Mexico. We will then look at the role of the corporation and its subsidiaries, as well as the role of elements of the Ivorian state. This case study is a good example of incidents that can be interpreted using the criminological concept of state corporate crime, which can be understood as deviant actions that cause human rights violations as a result of a mutually reinforcing interaction between governments and private companies. And while making your way through the text and resources within this case study, it may be helpful to think about the interaction between government and the corporation. Do they share the same goals? How did the opportunity to commit this crime come about? And is there anything that could be done to ensure that similar crimes are prevented in future? By the end of this case study, you should have a greater understanding of state corporate crime in general and the 2006 Ivory Coast Trafigura case in particular. And please feel free to get in touch with me by email at thomas.mcmanus@kcl.ac.uk if you have any questions or comments. Click on Start to begin.